USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering approval of Pfizer COVID booster shots.
The majority of Americans who were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine are now able to receive the booster shot 6 months after they've received their second shot.
He insisted the move toward boosters has been guided by science. Pfizer boosters will be available 6 months after the second dose for those over 65. The Biden administration had been pushing for boosters to be available for everyone. The photographer who shot the photo of a Border Patrol agent on horseback says the photo is being misinterpreted. Paul Ratjay telling KTSM-TV he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone. He says the Haitian men started running and trying to go around the horses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill approve a 2022 budget.
The House approved a $768 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 2022 fiscal year in a bipartisan 316-113 vote on Thursday. Now that Pentagon spending levels have been set, some of the guides in the annual law this time around would require women to register for military draft. It also gives U.S. service members a 2.7% pay raise. The bill now heads to the Senate and is expected to work out any differences with the House in the coming months. Should also be noted the House approved a $1 billion Iron Dome defense missile system for Israel. The vote in favor was 420-9. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL has announced Super Wild Card Weekend will wrap up with a Monday night game in the playoffs beginning this postseason. That means two games will take place on Saturday, three more on Sunday, followed by the Monday night contest. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The space traffic debate hits Capitol Hill.
The chair of NASA's independent safety panel blasted Congress for not designating a federal agency to spearhead space traffic management. Chairwoman Patricia Sanders, a former Department of Defense senior executive and NASA's safety and advisory panel, has called on Congress to increase oversight of growing space traffic for years, but to no avail. Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia, chairman of the House Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, said that he and others in Congress are working on the issue. Beyer told United Press International, "They're right. This has to be done quickly because we're going to see a lot more traffic soon. We are scheduled to take this up in October, and the hope is that we will have a bill by the end of the year." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
On Tuesday, a federal judge in Miami blocked Florida from enforcing a ban on sanctuary cities, saying parts of the law are unconstitutional. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody joins Fox and Friends, saying Governor Ron DeSantis is just trying to keep people safe within the state.
We do everything within our power to protect our citizens and ensure law enforcement hands aren't tied in removing folks that are here illegally, that are criminals, that need to be deported for the safety of our communities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.